Good evening. My name is Diane Messer. I reside in the town of Liberty, but I have been a regular participant in Thanks But No Tank. And my background is in emergency and disaster relief and plans and execution, and also climate safety. And I would be happy to enumerate that background if you prefer.
No, and your interest in this part is to be able to cross-examine the applicant?
Absolutely.
On things like this?
Absolutely.
You do not have an economic interest, a visual one, it's safety primarily?
Well, there's various aspects of safety, emergency and disaster relief. My expertise is in 22 years in the military and working on Army-wide level with a tremendous responsibility for thousands of lives. I think that would qualify me to challenge their emergency and disaster relief plan, or lack thereof, and as well as impacts on the climate. This is, you don't live in a bubble, none of us do. What we do affects the surrounding areas. And I have been working on climate change issues, carbon concentration, other impacts, particulate matter, and that together with the disaster relief efforts and planning for would be a primary concern.
Thank you. And I recall reading your letter.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be the same without you, Jamie.
Well, the only thing I'd say is it seems to me the kinds of cross-examination she's describing as a member of TBNT can be done through Mr. Hinchman. You've seen Mr. Hinchman. He can ask questions.
I don't think
you need everybody to do this.
Excuse me. I don't think anyone else has spoken to emergency and disaster relief specifically from a planning perspective and execution and abilities to protect the public.
You're correct on that, and one of the things where it may become more appropriate is hopefully we have a report from Good Harbors and we continue the public hearing. Okay. You may be more in line at that time. Counselor?
Steve Hinchman, TBNT. I just want to say that we're not going to be putting on this, the safety aspects really of our concerns until we have the Good Harbor report, and this is not coordinated. She may be a TBNT member, but she's advancing interests that are, right now, they're separate from TBNT. So I wouldn't consolidate, but I do support her right to ask questions and receive answers regarding safety issues. And clearly safety is one of the positive findings that you're obligated to make under your ordinance, so it's clearly directly relevant. And as a member of the community, has an interest in that. Nobody else has represented that interest, so it seems legitimate for her to have the opportunity to, as your ordinance says, ask questions and receive answers.
Are you planning to call her as a witness?
I am not. I am not.
Thank you. Any further questions? Board, have any questions? A motion, then, please. A motion that we have Diane Lester as interested party status.
Not concerned about safety?
No, that's motion?
That's distressing.
Well, let's have one way or the other so we can vote on this.
I'll make the motion, Bruce, that we defer our approval or our lack of approval until we get the Good Harbor report, because I think a lot of what she may have to contribute might be part of that. Or not, and I'd like her to be able to see that. And if she has something different than that, then I probably would say, yeah, let's approve and let's hear. We also have an emergency management person in town, and I'm not sure, he would want to be part of that as well. So I'd like to defer it until then.
You could do that if you wanted, but interested party status isn't really about whether somebody has something to add or not. You have to make a determination as to whether she has a particular interest in this that she can identify and that you found to be, significant. at this stage, you can make that determination without knowing what Good Harbor is going to be saying. And actually, you know, it might be cleaner at this point to just make a decision, because part of the cross-examination would happen, you know, after tonight's presentation. DCP will, I'm presuming, be addressing safety and security and things like that.
Motion from the board?
I make a motion that Diane Messer be considered an interested party.
Is there a second to that motion? I will second it.
Thank you.
Discussion on the motion? I think in the discussion that go along with our counsel, it's a good idea to get this up front. If she doesn't participate in the initial one, then she's in there and she can cross-examine later, and we're not bringing it up another time and going through this procedure again. So if there's no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion to grant interested party status to Diane Messer? Please. Let's turn around.
Thank you.